Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the Desk of Dennis Piller. Resting Trustfully in God. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Isaiah 64:4. God's word plainly encourages us to rest trustfully in God. Have you ever considered resting trustfully in God? I used to own a sailboat and would take her out into the bay, drop the sail, and go below with the idea of taking a nap. But I could never relax worrying about some ship running over me. I just didn't trust the situation. His word tells us that it is good to know that we can rest trustfully in the goodness of God, in the wisdom of God. He sees things and knows things we don't know. He loves us. We can trust in his love. We are so close to starting a new year. Our minds are already racing ahead with a whole platter full of what ifs. Well, what if we decided to rest trustfully in God? What? Well, of course. But how do I do that beyond the sentiment of this moment? Let's start with Romans 8:28. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. So we just need to put a muzzle on our mouth, stick a sock in it. I will speak the words of truth in my situations. I will rest trustfully in God, because no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. Now, isn't that the way to begin a new year? Have you read Isaiah 64 lately? In prayer, Isaiah is praying for this day that God would move once again. Can I just share it with you? Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient days, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, and no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on the behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. Your sacred cities have become a wasteland. Even Zion is a wasteland. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and glorious temple, where our ancestors praised you, has been burned with fire, and all that we treasured lie in ruins. After all this, Lord, will you hold yourself back? Will you keep silent and punish us beyond measure? Isaiah 64:4. Take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you. The busier you become, the more you need this time apart with me. How desensitized have we become? How used to hearing these nuggets can we get to become immune to their truth? Let's change our thinking, change our words, rest trustingly in God's word and start living that way today and for the new year. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.